T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Is reminding me that I really like Aerosmith. Ragdoll, rich instrumentals with Aerosmith. And you gotta like nice, you gotta like Steven Tyler.
Okay. Did you read the
don't?
I think he's fine. That's,
you know, I was thinking last night that one of the first songs I remember in my life, probably when I was 9 years old, right around 9 years old, was a song called Get Off My Cloud by the Rolling Stones. And to think that they're going out there on a 13-city tour now, that's amazing.
Where are they headed? Anywhere close?
Nowhere very close.
It's too bad.
869-1240 is the number if you'd like to weigh in. Of course, Twitter strongly backing me debates today. Well, Kyle Coffey.
Denver.
Who's a good friend of mine, says, all love Bob Lutz.
Yeah, and after he called you out on the show.
Who, that was Kyle?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
You've lost it.
Kyle, you're no longer a friend of mine.
He's now just making amends for blowing you up on the show.
You know what? You can take me on, people. I don't care. The wonderful, now Jeff, boy, you give him a little criticism and he'll wilt.
Oh, I handle that well. I've got one of the thicker skins out there.
You come at me and I'll just come back stronger. That's how this works.
No, I do that.
I simply don't care. Here's Jim 35. Jim?
Yeah, Ben's, you got this guaranteed longevity and kind of a know-it-all attitude and a dominant voice like Rick Weaver. You need to apply for the Oakland Raiders to be the voice of the Raiders 5 months out of the year. You'd be in first in line to get the job.
That's not a bad idea, Jim, and I appreciate you noticing that.
I sure do.
Thank you. We appreciate that. There's a guy that I trust.
Yeah.
The voice of, do you know who Rick Weaver is?
Of course.
Give me who?
Do I know who Rick Weaver is?
Do you know?
I do.
Look at you type so quickly.
He's a Buick GMC dealer.
That's hilarious.
In Erie, Pennsylvania.
He was the voice of Wichita State Athletics before Gus Grebe. In those days, it was Weaver in your receiver. Do you understand that?
Yeah, because everyone...
He later, after his time at Wichita State, he went on to be the voice of the Miami Dolphins. Rick Weaver. I get it. See, this is all you people saying I need to be in the home. There, I have the historical knowledge. You ask Jeff a question like that, it's,
Well, yeah, I went Marconi, and then Weaver came along about 5 years later.
Casey, what do you have that I can answer?
Hey, Bob, you remember me. Are you ready to renounce your Raider ship yet?
Casey, I have no idea who you are, and how dare you ask me.
You remember Casey?
Casey Joe, Bob. I used to call you every week the Chiefs won. You give me all this garb about the Raiders. I mean, come on. You live in Wichita. You're 3 hours to Arrowhead. Come over to the bandwagon.
I never go to the Chiefs. As much as I like Mahomes, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm just not going to go cheer for the Chiefs because they're right up the road. That means nothing to me.
Okay, I was going to give you one more chance before the big game.
Never. Thank you, Casey. Now, as I watch the game Sunday, will I have an allegiance? I'll probably be more for my wife So that would mean that I would probably lean toward the Patriots.
She's been there.
She loves winning. She's a winner.
Well,
I'm not a loser like you.
I won't say anything.
What do you mean?
I'm not allowed.
Look who she married.
I'm not allowed to go there.
That's winning.
When you pick every team, you ain't gonna win.
No,
a lot.
She's a Patriots fan.
Okay.
Has been since I've known her. She's a Cardinals fan. And in basketball, she likes all three of the state universities. She cheers very strongly for KU, K-State, and Wichita State. If you ask her which one would she be for in the clutch,
Wichita State.
It's the Shockers. That's who my wife is. Let's get to Charlie. Charlie, hello.
Hello. I tell you what, that caller that said we're only 3 hours from Kansas City, jump on the bandwagon. That I had to call in right there. You know what? We're not a suburb of Kansas City. As a Cardinal fan and Raider fan, you know, it's like, that's ridiculous. I just had to call in and say that. Look, who cares how far away we are?
And more power to the people who are Chiefs fans.
Exactly.
I have nothing against that, but to think that I need to be because I'm 3 hours from Kansas City, baloney.
Exactly. I mean, I can get behind them because a bunch of friends are Chiefs fans, and the Raiders aren't doing very well, so I can get behind the Chiefs, but I'm not going to be a Chiefs fan because they're close. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Charlie.
Charlie's in and out.
Charlie gets it. Here's Coleman. Hey, Coleman.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. How you guys doing?
So good.
I just kind of turned on the radio and caught you guys' conversation. I'm assuming you're talking about individuals at their prime who you would start.
Today, people who are in the games today, who are in the NBA, NFL, MLB.
Okay, then I missed out on that because I thought you guys named some other players who were not in the game yet today.
No, this is you have to come in and you have to start a team today with players who are active right now. Who would be the one you'd choose, Coleman?
I would probably have to choose LeBron.
Well, he's 34. So, you see what I'm saying? I would not pick LeBron to start a team with simply because he's not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, exactly. And I get that. Now, if you're talking about players today, I'd have to go with Embiid.
Okay. I can go with that.
Well, he was on your list of 10.
Yes, he was on my list of 10. Anthony Davis.
Luka Doncic was someone we forgot.
Luka, I've not seen him play a lot. The one time I did kind of watch him play, he was making shots from all over.
He's great.
Fun to watch. I probably need to watch him more.
Probably.
But
they
wasn't great last night. The Golden State
Dallas?
Warriors. Huh?
No, he plays for Dallas, not Denver.
I've watched
Dallas. You're thinking of Nikola Jokic.
I like both of those guys. But, yeah, I can see that. I can see Luka Doncic.
He's 19.
Well,
why didn't
you mention him?
I should have. I probably should have. But I'm not sure also who I would have removed from my list.
Here's who I did have. I had Jokic on my list. I had Kristaps Porzingis because I think he's going to be a superstar. But he can't get healthy.
Yeah, he's got a bad injury.
I feel bad for him. I had Baker Mayfield. I had Ezekiel Elliott, another running back. I had Jason Tatum, who's kind of fallen back a little bit. This
whole
year,
team.
Juan Soto,
Celtics.
Matt Chapman, Alex Bregman. I mean, why not Alex Bregman?
I thought about him. He's a nice player. I wish he was on my
team. The Astros are loaded. Absolutely loaded.
Nah.
Oh, you know it.
We'll handle them.
You know they are. Now they got Michael Brantley to add to that mix.
They did?
I heard a discussion today about the Indians and their outfield, and they were almost laughing.
Well, that's great because it's January 16th.
You've got to do something.
No, we don't.
You can't go into the season with this outfield.
It's not that bad. Greg Allen is a fine player. Leonis Martin, when he was here last year, he hit for the three games we had him. So I feel great.
You don't feel great, and that's a shame. You got to have lineup depth.
Well,
if you're
going to
compete
any.
With the Red Sox, Yankees, A's, and Astros, and maybe another team or two.
Greg Allen, I have some hope for. The other guys, not really.
Greg Allen is a 25-year-old outfielder for the Cleveland Indians, who in 291 plate appearances last season Let's see here. God, it is hard.
He didn't have good numbers last year, but he's good defensively. He was a good hitter.
He batted 257 with two homers and 20 RBIs. Oh, please. Jeff, not even you.
I like Greg Allen. I have hope for Greg Allen.
Here's a projection for 2019. .254, six homers, 32 RBIs, a .692 OPS.
We take that and run.
Well, you're in for a long struggle in your outfield. If this is the outfield you go,
we'll make some additions. I wouldn't be surprised if we're in on Bryce Harper.
Yeah, you're crazy. It's sad that a guy.
Pollock.
Here's where the guys that call this show, Dave, and insinuate that I'm done and that I need to check it in. I need to go to the front desk and hand them my microphone. Listening to you talk about this stuff is almost an insult to intelligence.
In the face of that kind of hate for my team, I'm not going to just go along with it. I'll defend my guys. I get to talk smack about my team. When somebody else does, that's my brother. You don't get to talk about my brother.
No, you can talk smack about the teams I like. I'll listen to you. If you want to tell me that you don't think Dexter Fowler is the right guy for right field, I'll probably agree with you.
Well, then trade us.
I hope he's okay.
Well, then trade us Tyler O'Neill.
We'll trade you Dexter Fowler. What do you give us?
We'll give you nothing.
Right.
You'll add Jose Martinez.
Exactly. My point. I can listen to criticism. I know where the Cardinals fall short.
Yeah, but
they're
Dexter
a better
Fowler's
team this
bad.
Year than they were last year.
Well, yeah, they picked up Paul Goldschmidt.
And Andrew Miller. And there's still probably another piece or two that they're going to add.
That's what everybody thinks.
No, I think that. I think that they will probably add another piece or two. I think they're going to trade either Jose Martinez or Jed Jerko. They're repetitive players. They don't need both of them.
Well, we'd love to have Jose Martinez. We want that kind of bat in our lineup.
Well, he can't field worth a darn.
Well, we could put him at DH.
Who do you want? Who you give us for him?
We'll throw Kipnis around at you.
Oh, we don't want Kipnis.
We'll give you Aaron Civale.
No, we want a player.
Aaron Civale's a decent pitching prospect.
We want a player,
not for a bat only guy who can't play in the National League.
Yeah, I like the fact that the baseball season. I like following the hot stove. There's not a lot happening, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. Shockers tonight, Central Florida. What kind of a shot do you give Wichita State?
Wichita State has an okay shot. I wouldn't be surprised if they won.
What's the line on that game? Do you know? It's too bad that you don't.
Do you think I know?
When we return, Jeff will give you the line on the game. We do have two tickets to give away to WWE SmackDown Live, 869-1240. That event coming up Tuesday night in Trust Bank Arena. Give us a call. Max will set you up with a pair of tickets, WWE SmackDown Live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.